Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 57th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter 41 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 25, Joseph said unto Pharaoh, I think right after, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. I like to remember, and it came to pass, and it came to pass. We'll find that later on in our readings. Anyway, and he began to reveal the dream. The seven thin and ill-favored kind came up after them are 7 years. He's revealing these are 7 years that's going to take place. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. So there's going to be seven good years. We're going to look at that in just a minute. And then 7 years of famine. Verse 28, this is a thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there cometh 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. What does he mean that the land, that all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt? Literally, he's saying for 7 years, the people are going to enjoy it, but for the next 7 years, they're going to forget how good they had it. We can learn a lesson from that one verse. We fuss and we grumble when bad things come upon us, but we forget the good things. The good things God has done for us, but we focus on the bad things. And let me give you a practical thing, because I just spoke to somebody, not last 2 weeks ago about this same exact scenario, about a preacher. Talked with another pastor who's struggling, he's having trouble in his church, and he called me asking about, and I tried to encourage him. And this, it's amazing how church members, they forget all, he'd been there for years. They forget all the good things that he had done for them and for that church for years and years. And they forgot that they remembered the one bad thing. And I ain't talking about anything bad, you know what I'm talking about. He didn't run off with a woman, but thought something they thought he had done, that's what they major on. And not all the years of plenty. Are y'all following? Forgot all the years of plenty. They remember that famine that had come in. Well, I guess that's human nature, and that's what happened here. Verse number 31, and the plenty shall not be known, in the land by reason of famine following, for it shall be very grievous. Very grievous. It's going to be very difficult on the people, very heavy, burdensome. Verse number 32, and for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. So, so you could understand that you got it twice to make it sound. Anyway, it is because this thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. How many times we say, that's the third time we said, it will come to pass, it will come back, it'll bring it to pass. Interesting. Notice that Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream, but he gave all the credit to God. Verse number 16, it's not in me. God shall give you an answer. Verse number 25, God has showed Pharaoh. Verse number 28, God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. And then in verse number 32, we see it's because God is established by God. Joseph gave all the credit to God. He didn't say, boy, look at me. I got a gift. Ain't I something? No, he gave God all the honor and the glory, and God will bring it to pass. Then we get to verse number 33 through 36. Now, therefore, this is really good. Therefore, let Pharaoh, again, Joseph is giving him some wise counsel. Now, he interpreted the dream to Pharaoh. Now, Joseph is going to counsel Pharaoh. Remember, he's just 30 years old. A wise fella. He gives his advice. Let Pharaoh look out for a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Now, Joseph was, just so you know, Joseph was not putting himself in this place. He wasn't putting his name out there, hey, Pharaoh, pick me. That wasn't his idea. You find a wise man and you set him over the land of Egypt. In verse number 34, let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers. Let whoever you set over the land of Egypt, over land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in seven plenteous years. Now the fifth part is a 20% tax. So you understand what he's saying. So for the next 7 years, have a 20% tax of all of the grain that is grown, all everything that's grown. We're going to take 20% of it and put it in the storehouses so it'll be ready for the years of famine. Okay, that's the idea. Verse number 35, and let them gather all the food of these good years that come, 20%, and lay up the corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. You store it. Don't let nobody touch it. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. So he gave his advice quickly, 37 through 44. Joseph's promotion, he receives a promotion of great authority. And this thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in his eyes of all his servants. Even the wise men and the magicians, they said, wow, this guy's something different. Never seen a guy like this before. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a man as this is, a man whom the Spirit of God is? That lost pagan knew there was something different about Joseph. And he even used the word God, the Spirit of God. Elohim is the word. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God, there it is again, your God, has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto my word shall my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I've set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he's made. In other words, is the second best he had. The king had the best chariot. He was right behind the king. I mean, I don't know if it was a Lamborghini or what it was, a Mercedes-Benz, a Rolls-Royce. It was nice, okay? And they would cry before him. The servants would cry as he would come through the people, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. When I read that, my mind went to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. We see a type of Christ here in Joseph. And we talked before about Joseph could be a type of Christ and everything that took place in the years. Here's another great example where Joseph came from the prison, from the pit to the prison, a place of humility to a place of exaltation, where people would bow the knee. Well, let me read this to you. Who, speaking of Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. This is what Jesus did for us. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also exalted him, highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Bow the knee. What a picture. What a picture. Well, verses 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaph. I wanted to get to this because I want to pronounce it again. I tried this over and over and over again. This is not a Hebrew name. This is a Coptic name, they say. It is Zaphnath-Paaneah, Kazuntite. The word, that name literally means a revealer of secrets. It also has a dual meaning, I read. Not only is it a revealer of secrets, it also means the savior of the world. Ain't that neat?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.